More grace to everybody. This is yours truly, Prophet Brian Karn, and I came to say what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, 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 mighty God we serve. I don't know about you, but I'm always excited about our prayer time because I understand that there's some things that are not going to happen until you pray, even though God has spoken it, even though God has declared it. You know, I heard somebody say something today about they didn't know if such and such would happen because it's not God's will. Let me tell you something. If you die at 15, that wasn't God's will. If you die at 20 and 25, that ain't God's will. That's the thief. That thief came and robbed you of your life and robbed you of your expectations and robbed you of your dreams and your goals. God said, but I came, hiya, that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And if we don't become adamant and get serious about this prayer thing, the enemy is going to come in and he's going to rob the church, the body of Christ, of every promise that we would ever walk in, all because we won't give ourselves to prayer. He says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 that we are to pray without ceasing. Then he came right back around in Luke the 18th chapter and said men ought always to pray. Not sometimes, but always. Every time you get a chance, you should be in prayer. Every opportunity to get, you should pray. Why? Because things happen when you pray. Things happen when you intercede. Things happen when you call on the name of the Lord. As you know, I'll be preaching tonight there in Walterboro, South Carolina, and I'm excited about it as I get ready to head there. But I ask Prophet Vincent to come on and lead us into prayer, to pray fervently. And we're going to go ahead and rebuke all phone technicalities and challenges now. But we want to hear what he has to say as he leads us into prayer. I'm preserving my voice so that we can preach with power tonight under the anointing. But I'm just going to give it to him for him to push us and lead us into that place that God has called us to go into in prayer. And when he gets done, I'll be back to close us out for what God's getting ready to do. I'm excited. I love praying, and I love praying with you. Prophet Vincent, it's on you.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. God bless you so much, everyone. Thank you very much, Major Prophet, for this opportunity to labor in prayer with you and for the people. Tonight, I strongly believe that everyone under the sound of my voice, that God is about to cause you to experience an 11th-hour release. An 11th-hour release. Major said something. He said, the enemy, if you die at a certain age, it is often not the will of God, but it is rather the enemy that may have come in to steal. The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 10, he says, the enemy does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life, and that you might have this life more abundantly. My goodness, it stands to reason that in Christ, Malahadosa, in Christ, I am empowered to live an abundant life. So tonight, one of the first prayer points that we are going to be praying is to pray against any attempt of the enemy to cut your life short, to cut the life of the fathers short, to cut the life of the preachers short, any attempt of the enemy to sabotage the vision of this ministry, any attempt of the enemy to cut short the life of the people, the mothers, the fathers, the young men, and the young women of KCC, any attempt of the enemy to cut short, to sabotage their lives and the image of the good image of the men and the women assigned to this house in the name of Jesus. But right before that, you see, I did say any attempt of the enemy to sabotage the image. Now, many often think that life is only found in or described as a man breathing in and out. But I believe that in a man's life are many lives. in a man's life are many lives. There are some who are living by death, their reputation dead, their glory dead. But I declare tonight, any attempt of the enemy to sabotage, to kill your reputation, to kill the reputation even of this nation, of the leaders of this nation, to kill the reputation of this nation, we are saying in the name of Jesus, by prayer, oh Lord, let it be overturned. Any attempt of the enemy to sabotage the men and the women of KCC, any attempt of the enemy to bring down, to sabotage, to kill, to take out before our time, we are saying by prayer in the name of Jesus right now, oh Lord, let it be canceled. We lift our voice in prayer right now and we declare in the name of Jesus, it will not stand, it will not work, Father, by the power that you have bestowed on us, by the authority placed on us tonight. Right now, we stand in agreement and in prayer, and we declare in the name of Jesus, it will not stand, it will not work, it will not flourish, it will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, Satan, take your hands off. God's people, take your hands off. The men, the women, take your hands off. Take your hands off. Take your hands off. We declare right now, any attempt of the enemy to sabotage the image of Major Prophet Brian Khan right now, by prayer, we declare it will not stand. It is overturned. It is overturned. It is canceled. It is abolished in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, arise. Oh Lord, arise. Oh Lord, arise. Stand. Speak on behalf of your people in the name of Jesus. Malos Kadini Ape La De Demu Uzia Wali Walayes Atum Palai La Bradagada Awale 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 Malon Dinimia Antuni Ape. As you let your voice in prayer tonight, the attempt of the enemy to bring your, to bring an end to the lives of your children before their time, in the name of Jesus, we are lifting our voice in prayer and we are saying, oh Lord, overturn, 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 in the name of Jesus, any attempt of the enemy to bring an end to the life of the vision of this house of KCC, by prayer, any attempt of the enemy to bring an end to the vision of the young men and the women, any attempt of the enemy to replace God's vision with false vision, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, let it come to an end. Imperios kumia, aduni azia, balu kadi andia, zale kuni ata. Lift your voice right now. There is no distance in the spirit. There is a lifting. There is a lifting. As you pray, that which the enemy planned to kill is rising up. It's rising up. It is overturning. Tables are turning. Imporanto zelu kunia, awe kale la pampanua, la pampanua, la pampanua, atumpala, atumpala. Aperwaya, aperwaya, in the name of Jesus, Masu Makini Aper, in Ponton Theate, La Pontalades, in the name of Jesus.
Okay, okay, praise God. Praise God. Well, God bless you. I apologize. I apologize. I trust that you all can hear me clearly. I trust that you all can hear me clearly. But right now, the Bible says that when after the death of Moses, there was contention over his body. Now, there was so much life in the man to the extent that even his dead body carried some kind of significance, to the extent that the enemy contended over his dead body. Satan himself, this was no seasonal, regional, local demon. This was Lucifer himself contending with angels, princes, over the body of Moses, the dead body. And the Bible says an archangel was sent. And this archangel came on the scene and said, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. My goodness, if there was contention over the body of the dead man Moses, who is now living in God, living in eternity, if there was contention over his body, how much more the good things that the Lord has promised you, how much more the great things that ought to come and surface in your life. My goodness, I want us to lift our prayer. In the next few seconds, we are saying, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, any contention over that which belongs to me, any contention over that which belongs to Major Prophet Brian Khan, any contention over that which belongs to this nation, any contention over that which belongs to KCC, any contention over that which belongs to my family, by prayer in the name of Jesus, right now, let that contention come to an end. Say, we pray, oh Lord, release angels to speak and fight and declare on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Say, anything that belongs to me, my house, my family, the church, KCC, BCM, that has been withheld in the realm of the spirit, anything that has been promised, anything that belongs to me, that the enemy is contending over, by prayer right now, in the name of Jesus, we declare contentions come to an end right now, in the name of Jesus, we declare contentions come to an end. There are some of you who may be thinking, but man of God, why are we always praying these kind of prayers? The good news is that if the blessing, good things will happen to you, but the enemy plans these bad things to subvert the good things from happening. So I pray more to cancel his assignment, to leave a clear sky and a clear open over our life. And even right now, I declare in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, let the heavens be open over our life. Let the heavens stay open over KCC. Let the heavens stay open over our houses. In the name of Jesus, let the heavens stay open. The Bible said, and Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heavens were open. I pray tonight in the name of Jesus, I join my faith with that of Major Prophet Brian Khan right now in the name of Jesus, and we command an open heavens over the life of every faithful servant, over the life of every faithful partner of this ministry right now in the name of Jesus. Anyone rightfully connected in the name of Jesus, let the heavens, oh Lord, be open over their life. We pray for the leaders of the nation, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the heavens be open over their life, and let there be an outpour of your presence, your spirit, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of understanding, pour out, oh God, in the name of Jesus, pour out divine preservation, pour out, pour out, pour out, pour out, pour out, pour out healing, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Malus Kadir Walahadais, Malun Kunia, Apemponia, Labrekuniasa, Ipampaniata, in the name of Jesus. So I say, man of God, why are you always praying? Why is it that these men always praying and binding and loosing? My goodness, life and death is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat of the fruit thereof. As for me, my house, as for Major Prophet and his household, we have decided that we will bind, we will loose, and keep a clear skies and an open heaven. And even right now, tonight, we declare as Major Prophet ministers, let there be an open heaven. Let South Carolina, the gates of South Carolina, be open unto him even wider. Let the land accept him in the name of Jesus. Paul said the other day, pray that the Lord will open a door for my message, for our message. We lift a prayer right now and we say, oh Lord, Let the doors, let the doors of South Carolina, let the hearts of South Carolina be open to the message that you have given to your manservant, your son, Prophet Brian Khan, tonight in the name of Jesus. Let the sick be healed tonight in the name of Jesus. Let prophecies come to pass tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, do a new thing. Let the will of heaven become the desire of the men and the women under the sound of his voice tonight in the name of Jesus. Let altars be broken and overturned in South Carolina as you send your prophet into that land, into that territory. In the name of Jesus tonight, we declare by prayer in Zubali, Walawahadais, Kuntanta, Ademiuzia, Rakumpalia, Azumi Atente, it is said, shall anything good come out of Nazareth? We declare out of this meeting in South Carolina, Lord, let good things happen. Let good doors open in the name of Jesus. Unexpected doors, unexpected things happen in the life of Major Prophet for the better in the name of Jesus. Man, tell us. Now the Bible says, if the clouds be full of rain, shall it not pour out? Or it, when the clouds are full of rain, it pours out. We have prayed for an open heaven. We have prayed for a clear sky. Now, under the clear sky, what do you desire? Under the clear sky, under the open heavens, what is it that you are believing God for? Tonight, we are saying, Holy Ghost, pour out. If it is healing, you are saying, Holy Ghost, pour out. If it is deliverance for your children, you are saying, Holy Ghost, pour out tonight. As we lift our voice in prayer, oh Lord, pour out. For your word says, if the heavens, if the clouds be full of rain, it shall pour out. In the name of Jesus, we lift our voice in prayer right now, oh God, and we ask, let the heavens, let the clouds pour out, pour out, pour out healing, pour out, pour anointing, ancient anointings. Let the heavens pour out upon Major Prophet Brian Khan in the name of Jesus, upon the men and the women that you have called and chosen in North and South America, in Antarctica, in Europe. Oh Lord, pour out in Africa, in Asia, in Australia. Let the heavens pour out ancient anointings in the name of Jesus. Malukuniata lezuanta lahadaisa ibrondo kondi nimi inde lekupanka akunkadia. Lift your voice, pray now for the men and the women that the Lord has called into ministry, called and chosen across the globe. Pray that the Lord shall pour out ancient anointing. Pray that the Lord shall pour out favor, fire. Pray that the Lord shall pour out tonight. And I declare, as you pray, let there be a pouring in your own life, in your own house. Let your desires be poured out from heaven upon you, into your life, into your children, in the name of Jesus. As we stand in the gap for the men and the women of God, chosen and called by Elohim tonight, we are saying, oh Lord, let the heavens pour out anointing, power, fire, support system. Let the Lord, let the heavens pour out in the name of Jesus. As you pray, I declare that your own miracle, your own favor, your own answer is being released right now. Berukata intontolia zemunkudia prantonia. Oh Lord, let the heavens pour out upon the fathers of the land, upon the men, the women that you have called and chosen across the globe in the name of Jesus. Let there be a pouring out, pour out, pour out your anointing, pour out your fire, pour out your revelation, pour out in Polosia, Zimukunta, and even in their sleep. Lord, in the name of Jesus, even in our sleep, let your will, let your vision merge with our desires, merge with our desires. Jesus. Le kundini mi anzianta. Let your people wake up with a desire like your will, with a vision like your will for the earth. In the name of Jesus, Father, pour out your will into the very hearts of the men and the women that you have called and chosen. Father, pour out your will. Father, write on our hearts, write on the heart of Major Prophet Brian Kahn, that which you desire to do in America, that don't enemy in those, lay kupanka, likumpaliza, lay kudahande, lay kudahande, awali wahaya, in kupantae, likudiazi, zamun papaya, ayo basia, antuntania, ay, zamokundaliapa, ibrondo kosia, lo baria kataya, intonia, Lord, right in his heart, right in his heart, Le cosa, right in his heart, your will for the earth, your vision for the earth in this season, in the name of Jesus. Makuntapa, ikubalahade, we pray, oh Lord, pour out, antuliata, le kuza gada, hear me, beloved God, the Spirit of God is on this line. As you lift your voice, in fact, begin to thank him right now, wherever you are. Thank him for his presence. Thank him for his power. Thank him that he has heard your cry. Thank him that the things you have not prayed for, that he has even released those things. Lift your voice. Begin to thank him wherever you are. Shela babahaya, the enemy planned, but it has failed. Hey, kuntantalia, meku talibalesa, ibondo rabosi kadia, itoli apampanua. Hey, lift your voice. Thank him for answered prayer right now. Thank him for doors open right now. Thank him for overturning the plans of the enemy against your life. Thank him. El Elyon, we thank you. Adonai, we thank you. El Shaddai, we thank you. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Izomba kindori kadia, ikunini mi unza. We praise your holy name. We magnify your name. Make it us. We thank you for sanctifying us. Make it us. We praise you for sanctifying your people. Shalemo sikabaha. Yinton toli azia. Hey, dear, we lift your name on high for providing. For your people. Jireh, thank you for providing healing. Jireh, thank you for providing answers. Jireh, thank you for providing. Jehovah Jireh, Yahweh Jireh, we thank you tonight. We lift your name on high. There is no God like you. Thank you that the barren child, one who was called barren, is being impregnated by the power of the Holy Ghost. In other words, I thank you that which men called impossible is becoming a possibility in the lives of your people. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We praise you in the name of Jesus. We celebrate your name even now, Lord. We thank you for healing the sick. Thank you for healing the sick, for making whole your people. We celebrate your name. I thank you, Father, that the anointing that is upon the said man, Major Prophet Brian Kahn, that, Father, by that anointing, you are releasing your healing power. You are touching your people. You are liberating your people. Thank you tonight in the name of Jesus for chains broken. Thank you tonight in the name of Jesus for doors open. Thank you tonight in the name of Jesus for salvation release. Meku palais atuntania bentuntantalahadosa. We thank you. We honor you. We praise your name. And tonight, once again with left arm. Major Prophet Brian Khan before you, and we pray that you use him for your glory in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for a new wave. And Tulahaza, thank you for a new wave, a new wave, a new wave with his name all up in it that is blowing across America because you have said so, not because a man has said so. Thank you, Yahweh, that it is established in Jesus' name. Amen.
What a great prayer and great time of intercession. As you know, I usually talk a little longer, but I won't. I'm headed to Walterboro, South Carolina. Let's believe God for the miraculous. I will see you tonight in Walterboro. This weekend, I expect you to remain in prayer day and night. But I'll be back with you Monday morning in prayer at 6 a.m. Monday morning. My God, if you're anywhere near Walterboro with that kind of intercession, you know things are getting ready to happen. So come on. I'll see you in Walterboro, South Carolina tonight. But if I don't see you tonight, I'll see you in prayer Monday morning at 6 a.m. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are powerful. More grace.